Visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
For several years, KCAA has been marketing the Youngevity brand of nutritional and personal care products. Our experience with Youngevity has been 100% positive, so we are pleased to recommend them to you. Regarding nutritional supplements, we recommend Pollen Burst in the berry flavor and Tangy Tangerine 2.0 in the tablet form. For regularity issues, we recommend 3-Day Cleanse, and for personal care, we recommend Morning Hydration Cream. You can shop online for Youngevity at www.kcaateam.com, or you can order by phone by calling 800-982-3197 and tell customer support that you are part of the KCAA team. Youngevity is an American company based in San Diego. Call Youngevity at 800-982-3197 and ask about monthly auto ship that allows you to buy Youngevity products at wholesale prices. That number again, 800-982-3197.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures. Can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both. Has no income or contribution limit. Has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs. Has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
There's never been a better time for men to be whoever they want to be. Yet it's never been less clear who men really are. Guy's Guy Radio, starring author and Guy's Guy Robert Manny, is coming to KCAA every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Whether it's relationships, sex, wellness, or spirituality, join Robert as he interviews the experts and shares his insights on building a world where men and women can be at their best. Guy's Guy Radio. Better men, better world.
Our sponsor, Applied Earthworks, serves the Inland Valley in Southern California for over 24 years. Specializing in cultural resource management, an expert in archaeology, paleontology, architectural history, and historic preservation, making it possible to build for the future without sacrificing our cultural heritage. Learn more and see employment opportunities at AppliedEarthworks.com. Progress and preservation. Applied Earthworks supports our veterans.
It's that time of year again. No, not the holidays. Medicare open enrollment. And if you have questions about Medicare, you should talk to the local experts, Paul Barrich and Associates. Paul and his agents are certified with plans that are accepted by most of the medical groups in our area. Call 909-793-0385. That's 909-793-0385. Their services are free, and after 43 years in the business, their agents are trained to help you pick the plan that's right for you.
This segment sponsored by our friends at the all-new Sammy's Restaurant. Sammy's is now open in Calamasa at exit 88 off the 10 freeway next to the Jack in the Box in the former Bob's Big Boy restaurant. Not to name drop, but Sammy's in the former Bob's is a lot like Norm's. It has an extensive menu. With multiple restaurants in Rialto and places like Upland and Ranch Cucamonga, Sammy's is a great place to dine. Their menu is very similar with their American trio of delicious steak, shrimp, and chicken, and an expansive menu. You won't go hungry, and you won't go broke at Sammy's. You can come meet Sammy and his family. Sammy was a chief cook for Norm's for years, and it shows in his menu. Sammy's is a great place to meet the family, friends, or have a community meeting. You can ask about their private meeting room, available for parties of 15 or more on a first-come, first-served basis. Sammy's is now open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day at 540 Sandalwood Drive off of exit 88. At the 10 freeway in Calamasa. Look for the big boy statue. It's still there. We thank Sammy for returning to this station as a loyal sponsor. You can find more info about Sammy's at sammyscafe.net. That's sammyscafe.net, where you can also find discount coupons to save money. And by the way, Sammy's has free Wi-Fi too. Sammy's in Calamasa, Rialto, or one of their other locations are ready to serve you. Sammy's is now open in Calamasa.
KCAA.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. Welcome to this Sunday evening. Let's begin with the holy instant. So we're going to take a moment and just make this moment holy. And the prayer reads like this. This holy instant would I give to you. Be you in charge, Holy Spirit, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. And if I need a word to help me, he will give it to me. If I need a thought, that will he also give. And if I need but stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive of him. He is in charge by my request, and he will hear and answer me, because he speaks for God my Father and his Holy Son. I love opening with the holy instant, because it's important that we recognize that any time one or two people unite, become present in the name of the Father, that his holiness does spread through the minds that are listening. My lesson for today is pretty interesting. I'm going to read it to you because I want us to discuss that. But prior to going to the lesson, I'm going to read to you what is creation. It is very interesting because it reads like this. Creation is the sum of all of God's thoughts, in number infinite, and everywhere without all limit. Only love creates, and only like itself. There was no time when all that it created was not there, nor will there be a time when anything that is created suffers any loss. Forever and forever are God's thoughts, exactly as they were and as they are, unchanged through time and after time is done. God's thoughts are given all the power that their own creator has, for he would add to love by its extension. Thus his Son shares in creation, and must therefore share in power to create. What God has willed to be forever one will still be one when time is over, and will not be changed throughout the course of time, remaining as it was before the thought of time began. Creation is the opposite of all illusions, for creation is the truth. Creation is the Holy Son of God, for in creation his will complete in every aspect, making every part container of the whole. Its oneness is forever guaranteed, inviolate, forever held within his holy will, beyond all possibility of harm, of separation, imperfection, and of any spot upon its sinlessness. We are creation, we the sons of God. We seem to be discrete and aware of our eternal unity with him. Yet back of all our doubts, past all our fears, there still is certainty. For love remains with all its thoughts, its sureness being theirs. God's memory is in our holy minds, which know their oneness and their unity with their Creator. Let our function be only to let this memory return, only to let God's will be done on earth, only to be restored to sanity, and to be but as God created us. Our Father calls to us. We hear his voice, and we forgive creation in the name of its Creator. Holiness itself, whole holiness, His own creation shares, whose holiness is still a part of us. I love how this explains creation. If you have any questions in regards to what I just read, please, you are welcome to call in to the station. You can call at 909-383-1000. My lesson for today reads this. It's really important that we recognize that if we can begin to think as our Creator thinks, life gets better. Life gets peaceful. Life becomes happier. And we actually begin to experience happiness, but not the happiness of this world. Happiness that comes from inside of us, that's not in the things that we're looking for that bring pleasure to us, but the things that create happiness from the inside out, as well as the state of mind of having an inner peace and having that peacefulness that doesn't move you, doesn't change you, no matter what the eyes are seeing, no matter what the ears are hearing. You're in a peaceful state, no matter what. It's even hard to react, because a lot of times when I've experienced to be in a state of peace, no matter what my children are doing around me or my husband, my peace doesn't move. It doesn't react to what's going on in the family household. And that's when I recognize that it's a peace from heaven, because there's no reaction. Because the human is so accustomed to react to everything, to every emotion, to everything actually that surrounds us. We react immediately without thinking. And the invitation by our Creator is for us to stop a second and begin to realize, to be able to stop for a moment and look and be aware of our thought system. What are we thinking? What's crossing our mind when we see things? What are we thinking? We become aware of our thoughts, of our ideas, and of our emotions, but we begin to be more responsible. Instead of making excuses or using others as an excuse for our behaviors and our actions. And this leads me to my lesson for today, because the lesson that I have says, all things I think, I see, reflect ideas. I'm going to read my lesson to you so that we can get a little more into this, because it's very, very interesting that we understand and that we comprehend what our Father's insight and what the Holy Spirit wants to relay to us, because He is the true interpreter. If you have, again, any questions to those listening, please dial in 909-383-1000. So my lesson reads like this. All things I think, I see, reflect ideas. Just in the title itself, it says, all things I think, I see. There's another section in this Course of Miracles that reads, what the eyes see is not true, and what the ears hear are falsehoods. So if I'm being told off the bat, all things I think I see, I'm thinking I'm seeing something that's not there. For if we were created from dirt, as the Bible reads that we were created from sand or dirt, that I cannot see. The human eyes are limited to what they want to see. Because it says, all things I think I see reflect ideas. Every time you see something, you impose an idea upon what you're looking at. I will begin to explain the lesson so we can get in deeper into this lesson. It says, this is salvation's keynote. What I see reflects a process in my mind, which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires. Then, judges valuable. So once we have an image in our mind, we then judge the image as something important or valuable to us. We then give it, I'm going to say, that mustard seed of importance. We either pay attention and give it value or we do not. But every time we judge it, we're going to give it value either towards the good or the bad. Because what we see, the human eye sees duality always, although they are limited for eternity. And the only one that can see further out more than the human eye meets would be the Holy Spirit. So once we've seen something that we desire, we then judge it, being whether good or being whether we like it or not. And therefore, we seek to find what we are seeing. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, and esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. So what happens, once we see something we like, let's try to think of an example here. I actually thought of something. I wanted to go out this evening with my husband, and I had projected, when he comes home from work, and I put this image in my head, I said, I'm going to tell him you're going to come with me to the radio station, and then from there we'll go dancing to a country club. And I had this all planned out in my head, and I gave it value. I gave it a ladder of importance. And I recognized that I was giving this importance. So if my will of fulfilling this event for this evening didn't come through, I was then going to have an expectation. But I'm going to have, if I do have my partner come with me, I would either be happy for the outcome because I was pleased, or I was going to be disappointed because my expectations were not met. And this is when it says you give it value and you esteem it as something real and you guard it as your own because you want to make it personal. You want to make it as something so, so important. So then I can turn around and complain and tell my partner, this is what I wanted to happen and it didn't happen. And now I have a right to complain. Now I have a right to be upset. Now I have an excuse. And that is how the sight reflects ideas. And then we end up in a state of suffering, complaining, or unhappiness. It reads like this: from insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on. When I realized I was projecting this morning, thinking of what my day would look at without asking the Holy Spirit, hey, what should we do? What are we going to do this evening? Should we invite my husband? I mean, asking the Holy Spirit for guidance, asking him, should we plan this evening or should I wait and see what your will is for my evening? So there's a prayer I always like to pray that says, your will be unto me. And I pray that when I'm not feeling this peace, any moment that I feel I'm not aligned, I pray for this. Because I say, your will is not that I imagine my future, for my future lays in your hands. And when I find my mind drifting away planning all on its own without the guidance of my, I call him my inner master, the Holy Spirit, or my inner teacher. When I don't ask him to come along with me to plan my evenings, they're usually going to end up a disaster. They're usually going to end up not fulfilling my expectations and using it as an excuse to be upset or complain or mad. And this usually happens when I try to walk on my own, when I try to think on my own. Creation has all of God's thoughts. And the purpose of this walk, of this inner peace, is to have our mind kind of like on a checkpoint, asking this Holy Spirit that's always with us, asking the Holy Spirit to unite our minds, mine, and ask the Spirit's mind to walk together in this journey, right? So that he can show me if this is the way to go or not the way to go. But when I catch my mind drifting away, imagining things without his guidance or without asking, should we do this? Should we plan this? Is this where I should be this evening? Or is this what I should be saying? Or is this what I should be doing? When I forget to do that is when I lose sight of my inner peace. And when I'm holding his hand and knowing that we talked about it, that we planned it together, there is complete certainty and my thoughts are at peace. Because I know there goes before me one that knows my future, one that knows what's best for me, because I don't even know what's best for me. I don't know if you've ever asked yourself, what do I really want out of life, out of my kids, out of my husband? And a lot of times we have no clue. We have no clue what we want, not even out of where we're at, where we stand. But the one that does know our trueness, the one that does know our truth, the one that does know who we are and what pleases us and what we like is our inner master, is the Holy Spirit, for he never leaves our side. So he knows where my strengths lies, and he knows where yours is, where yours lie, and where you can be best utilized or best used for the blessings of others. And this is where this walk becomes joyful and becomes interesting, really, because you're no longer leading yourself in this journey. You're no longer in control. There was a passage I read earlier this week that says, you don't know where you're going because you didn't create yourself. And therefore, you didn't create yourself. You are not the creator. So let go and let yourself be guided. And that is probably the hardest thing to do in this that I've realized, but it is also the most easiest once you start practicing it. Because letting go is letting God. And letting go means you're letting go of the wheel so that he who knows how to drive will take the wheel before you. But guess what? There's no mistakes. There's no pain and there's no suffering. Because he knows where to guide you and where to take you so that you'll be in peace. This radio show is called Inner Peace for a reason. Once you allow yourself to be guided, peace settles into your heart, into your soul, into your mind. When you don't allow yourself to be guided and you think you can guide yourself, thinking you created yourself and you think you know what's best for you, that's when suffering begins. That's when fear kicks in. And that's where uncertainty takes you through this journey. And that's why we never know what we want. We never know what to do. We never know where to go, how to act. And we end up, when we think we know what we're doing, we end up hurting others or hurting ourselves. I'm going to continue with my lesson because this is only halfway through. It says, from judgment comes a world condemned, and from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth. Just earlier, when I was imagining my evening without the hand of my master, my inner spirit, the Holy Spirit, I immediately went into the forgiving thoughts prayer, just saying, hey, guess what? I just went off all on my own in my little head, imagining all my evening. I messed up. Let's give this to you, and you handle it for me. This is what I would like. You let me know if this is what you want for me, if we should plan it this way or not. And I just put it in his hands. And the evening turned out to be better than I thought. And that's what usually happens. Surprising things occur. And those surprising things, we call them miracles. And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while. That is the resting point. When you know that you no longer have to be forging your life, guiding your life, thinking you know where you're going. When you let go, you get to rest. But you're resting on someone that really can see far more than the eyes can meet. They can see far, the Holy Spirit can see far more than we can see. And when you begin this journey of mental correction, of letting him guide your thought system, then you realize that he has a journey of peace and joy for you awaiting, and that nowhere that he takes you is going to be an experience of fear or of doubt, I'm going to say, or of uncertainty. He fills your heart with certainty. All he requires is a bit of trust, just a little bit of trust, and that's all he asks from us. He offers us rest before he journeys on and helps his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. We're merely beginning what I call heaven on earth. Having a mindset where you're always in peace is bringing heaven on earth. Because as you can tell, if we turn on the news or we just listen to our friends and family when we have family gatherings, now that we're having all these parties coming up for Christmas and Thanksgiving, a lot of times we hear things we don't want to hear, or we hear things that are drama, or we hear things, somebody sick, somebody passed, just sad stories that we don't want to hear, that we don't want to be a part of. But that's part of this reality, that's part of this life experience. How do we maintain our inner peace during these gatherings? How do we maintain heaven in our mind when we are listening to our friends and family that don't find themselves in a heavenly state? This is when we impart peace and blessings to our friends and family. That is why it's so important that we take this moment, this time in our life, to allow the Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts and to help us be aware of what we're thinking continually. The prayer for this lesson ends like this. Our Father, your ideas reflect the truth, and mine apart from yours but make up dreams. So every time I let go of my inner master and want to run off and think on my own, I'm making up dreams of illusions, things that are not going to bring me peace and happiness. So the prayer says, let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish truth. When we are thinking in the truth and only in the truth, therein lies peace and certainty. Anytime we're outside of that truth is when doubt kicks in and fear accompanies it. And this show is called Inner Peace. So our thought system is given over to our inner master and lets him help us direct our mind, our thoughts, our ideas, so that we can begin to think as our Father thinks, so we can begin to live in the peace, happiness, and joy. There's also an experience that I lived earlier today, and it was a healing moment for me, because I recognized that There were, for some reason, my partner usually doesn't like to come with me to certain places. I'll say, hey, why don't we go here? Why don't we go there? And he'll be like, no, you go ahead. I'll hang out, or I'll, you go ahead and go. But I was like, how come I never find myself being accompanied, being wherever I go, wherever I do? And I told the Holy Spirit, bring me the idea or the choice I've made many years back that I chose for this to be living this effect in my life. So for instance, usually when there's something that's bothering you, I go to my inner master and I ask the Spirit. I say, Holy Spirit, at one moment in my life, I decided to not be accompanied. I decided that wherever I wanted to go, that person or that person I'm inviting would not join me. And I told him, show me when this idea kicked in. And it was funny because not too long, I prayed that prayer. I'm going to say like 7 a.m. in the morning, right after I woke up after doing my lessons and my prayer. And around, I was 7, so about 3 hours later, around 10 o'clock, I ended up going to church with my son, and I was in church. My little boy is doing his first communion, and I took him to class, and I decided I'm going to stay for Mass. So I stayed, and the thought came. The Holy Spirit brought the memory that I needed to forgive. And he took me back when I was like, I'm going to say 10 years old. And I was with my younger brother, actually my younger brother. We're 7 years apart. And he would beg me. He would always beg me, hey, play with me. And I'd be like, nah, I don't want to play with you. How boring. He was only like, so I was like in junior high and he was in elementary. I never wanted to play with my younger brother. Never. I remember the only thing we did together was we'd get wet with the hose and lay out in the sun because that's the only thing I thought was fun in the summer to do. So that's all I did with him. But for some reason, back then, I felt guilty for not playing with him every time he asked. And I decided to punish myself. So the ego, which is our left mind, not our right-mindedness, the right mind is where our Holy Spirit lies. The left mind is where our ego lies. And the left mind, the ego, well, that little girl back when decided that she had to pay back that guilt that she felt for not doing or not going with her little brother to play every time she was invited because she found it not fun. And the Holy Spirit showed me my whole story, that memory. He said, remember when you didn't want to play with your little brother? Well, you decided the ego tricked you into thinking that you had to punish yourself for not playing with him. My guilt was so heavy and so dense, and I believed it so true that I had to put scripts on everybody that I loved so that they would reject joining me and coming with me because I had to pay back what I did to my younger brother. And of course, all of that comes with a little bit of suffering and a little bit of pain. And when I seen it, it tore my heart because I was able to see how much desire my younger brother wanted me to play with him, right? As I saw this in my mind and was able to see like this little mini film of my memory, I was able to release it in the hands of the Holy Spirit in prayer and say, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that I am now an adult. And because the choice I've made in the course, it says every time you make a choice, it stands forever, rippling its effects until you decide to change that effect. We cannot remember the things we've done in our past. We cannot remember this. And the Course also says that any memory that carries any type of guilt, you block it in your subconscious and you put a lock behind it and you turn the key and then you throw the key away because there are moments in your life that were so painful that you don't want to remember them. So the ego makes sure that you don't only lock those memories, but that you throw the key away so that you can never understand why you're living effects today of choices that you made when you were younger or in your childhood. And those effects you continue to live all throughout your adulthood, not understanding why things aren't working out, why you're not happy, why people aren't coming when you invite them to, why people don't join you, why you're not having a good time, and why they're always rejecting your invitations. Well, now that I was able to see it with my inner master, and I was able to see the choice I made when I was only like, I don't know, I'm going to say 12 years old. My brother was maybe 7. We were 7 years apart, so I was maybe 14. Let's say he was around 7. Since I was 14 years old to today, I've been suffering that. I'm like, hey, let's come with me, join me. Nah, I don't want to, you go. You know what I mean? It's like, now I get it. Now I can see it, because it was that little film was presented to me in my mind, all in my mind, in prayer. I closed my eyes and I said, okay, I see it now. I was able to see it and I was able to release it. So the Holy Spirit just says, okay, you made a mistake when you were 14 years old. Give me that choice you made and choose again, choose a different one. And now remove those scripts you've given your partner and everybody who's told you, no, I don't want to go with you. I don't want to play with you. I don't want to hang out with you, or I don't want to go to the party with you. Remove those scripts from the adults that haven't been joining you because you asked them to behave this way so you can pay back that guilt that was heavy on your heart for so many years. When I did that, freedom rang. It's like you enter into a place of freedom and relief, and you know that now these effects are done with. You're not going to continue living these effects anymore. And what happens in psychotherapy sessions. You're able to see the episodes of the choices you've made where you're paying back guilt. But you do it so in your subconscious that you're living the effects that you don't like. And that's why a lot of times we're not happy, but we have no idea why we're not happy. So I took a moment, I took a deep breath, I thanked the Holy Spirit for showing me the memory I needed to forgive, and I said, okay, thank you for showing it to me, now let's release it in your hands. So the prayer went like this: I put in your hands, Holy Spirit, my wrong choice of not spending time with my younger brother, my wrong choice for telling him no every time he wanted me to play with him. My wrong choice to have caused him suffering, and also my wrong choice of thinking that I can hurt someone. My wrong choice of thinking that I can place pain on others. And I just went through my entire mind and every thought that would come, cleansing it and putting it in freedom in the hands of the Holy Spirit. As I did that and I was finished, I then went to my partner and I released the script I gave him, and I told him, the prayer goes like this: Thank you for fulfilling my need to punish myself, but I don't need you anymore. I don't need you to continue rejecting my invitations, because I now can see that you were doing what I needed you to do so I can fulfill my suffering, pay back the guilt, but I don't need to do that. That was a mechanism, the human mechanism by the hand of the ego, who wants us to always be suffering. The ego always wants us to be in a state of suffering and in a state of not in peace. And when I was able to see that, I told my partner, I don't need you to continue fulfilling this script anymore. Thank you, but no thanks. You can join me if I invite you. I give you now a new script to be a witness of my peace. I no longer need you to be a witness of my suffering. And now I know that the effects I'm going to live are going to be different, because that's when the miracles kick in. Once the correction in your mind has been established and you choose again. And that's exactly what I did through prayer at around 10:30 today. And I know that these effects are going to be different now because I won't be using my partner as a, I'm going to say, as a partner in crime to punish the guilt. And then I also pray to Jesus and I say, hey, you know, I did it because I was being guided by the ego and it was in my subconscious. Nothing, my behavior wasn't, I wasn't doing it knowingly. But now that I could choose again knowingly, because the Holy Spirit was able to show me the truth behind this, I released this guilt into the hands of Jesus, and I was given this release and this freedom that just filled me, my heart with peace and love. And there's no reason to have to call my younger brother and say, hey, you know what, I messed up, I screwed up, I should have played with you when you were little. There's no need to doing any of that because in his experience, it might not have affected him at all. You know, this is all in your mind, in my mind. This was all in my mind. So that's why this Course of Miracles is a correction of our mind to take us to that place of peace, correcting one thought at a time, one idea at a time, and removing all the effects in our life today that we do not like. I'm going to pray to you now, or read to you a little bit of how the freedom prayer goes for when you want to pray this. You just bring someone in front of you that you'd like to speak to. You can close your eyes, and then you would pray like this. So I'm going to put my brother as an example, and I'm going to say, brother, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we will be released together. This could not be made more perfect for our freedom to peace, because there's a responsibility that comes with all of this recognition and new understanding. When the Holy Spirit gives us the memory that he wants us to release in his hands and he wants us to choose again so that we can create a new future with his hands and his guidance, we have to take responsibility of what we see. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience. And I decide upon the goal I want to achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. This is really important because we are living what we want to live. A lot of times it seems like that wouldn't be so. Because for those that are not living great experiences, a lot of times ask, there's no way that I could be asking for this experience or for this suffering or for this fear. It's usually a suffering. And the reason that we cannot understand it or want to straight out accept it, it's because it's hidden in our subconscious and it's not done in a way that you plan it knowingly. It's always like a mischief of the ego. He does it in a way where our state of mind is in a state of confusion. So we don't understand how these effects are that we're experiencing are really a memory or a choice that we made a long, long time ago. It's usually done in our early years. I'm going to say like during our elementary years when we begin to make these choices, and a lot of times they come from a place of fear or a place of not understanding, of not knowing. But yet as adults, it is now our responsibility to take a hold of our choices and of our responsibilities, and with the hand of the Holy Spirit making this new transition. I no longer want to live this. Why am I living this? It's so important that we reach out, that we question, that we ask, because nothing will ever, ever stay unanswered if you asked. I knew something was bugging me, so I asked him. And when I asked him, I usually get the answer the same day. And the answer usually comes as a thought or somebody will speak it. But whenever, or I also have gained the ability to hear the inner voice. And there's a lot of people out there that can hear the inner voice, the inner spirit. That's not our voice, but it's the voice of God speaking to us. Not everybody has that ability, but we all can hear the inner voice if we wanted to, if we chose to. But in order for the inner voice to speak to your mind, you have to want it. You have to desire it. And it takes, I'm going to say, a purification of our thought system. A time where you have to ask the Holy Spirit, I want to hear your voice. I want you to guide me. I want you to choose for me. I want you to help me walk this journey. I don't want to do it alone. Alone, it's only caused me to feel imprisoned, to feel fear, and to suffer in some way or form. The Holy Spirit can give us your faith in holiness and vision to see it easily and to be able to be docile to this truth. I think I came to a time in my life where I just said, it ain't working. I can't do this by myself, Jesus. I said, I'm done. And I told him, the beauty of this is he told me, you need to see everyone as the Eucharist. And I said, and how am I going to do that? I had no clue, no idea. When this Course of Miracles, which is really a path to our correcting our mind, came across my life, it changed it completely. And I don't think I'll ever stop doing my lessons, but because it continues feeling and expanding my understanding. Some folks call it the light, and some folks call it, I don't know, awakening. All I know is that I'm getting more understanding of the truth. And to me, that is enough. Because if I could understand and see far beyond what the eye can meet and what the ears can hear, that's enough for me to be able to make better choices and decide differently, where everyone I meet can expand my inner peace to them and peace can be expanded. Because our Creator, the only thing He wants to do is for His children to expand love and expand peace. If we can do that, I think we would be doing a darn good job. But it all begins with one person. It doesn't matter who. But if this is kicking in, if this is something you'd like to do, if this is something that you're interested, if you're done, if you're tired of seeing the effects in your life and you're ready for a change, please call in to 909-383-1000. Or look me up on Instagram, on Facebook. Just dial, my website is Inner Peace. It's actually called embracepeacenow.com. That's my website. If you want to send an email, a message, please communicate. If you're interested in receiving a different way of thinking, a different way of life and starting a different journey, especially in this 2025, because the year is almost over and I think it's a great opportunity to be able to start something new and something different. And I think that letting the Holy Spirit guide you in the coming year would be a darn good choice, especially if what you're experiencing today, it's not fulfilling your expectations. If what you are living today is not bringing you happiness, if it's not bringing you joy, and if you're not in peace, I would say, of Course of Miracles would be the book for you. A lot of times, this book you can find anywhere on Amazon. You can find it at any local bookstore. But a lot of times it's better that you find a teacher that can teach it to you, because the lessons, the book is composed of three parts. There's a daily lesson from day one to 365 days. There's the clarification of terms, the manual for teachers, the workbook for students is actually the lessons 1 through 365. And then we have chapter 1 all the way to chapter 31, which is very, very interesting too, because it's written in Shakespearean form. And I'm going to say that that's the reason a lot of times I couldn't understand what I was reading until I found my mentor, my teacher. And I've been with him for a little over 3 years now. And I'll probably continue to be with him in the coming years. But I suggest that you find a teacher to help you in this guidance, in this journey of walking the walk of A Course of Miracles hand in hand with the Holy Spirit. So you can start your 2025 in a different mentality of one that provides peace, happiness, and joy. It says here, I'm going to read a few things that bring me happiness. It says, let me remember love is happiness and nothing else brings joy. And so I choose to entertain no substitutes for love. Love is my heritage and with it joy. These are the gifts my Father gave to me. I would accept all that is mine in truth. Our Father has given us so many gifts. He's given us the gift of joy, of love, and of peace. And through those three gifts, he's given it all to us. Although the ego has managed to substitute these three, because we see love in a form that's totally different to that of the Father's, we have to understand that the love that we've learned in this world has nothing to do with the love of the Father. The love that comes from God has not, we probably have experienced, I'm going to say, 1% of what it's actually like in this human, experience. It's very, very limited to us in the way we see it or feel it or hear it. So it has nothing to do with the type of love that the ego has presented to us in, soap operas, in movies, in romance movies, or in Disney movies. Love has been substituted, and the love that we are going to that you are going to experience if you decide to do this coming year, or if you decide to choose it, it's going to be a love that does not change. That does not change with the way you feel or think. It just stays with you. Peace is the same way. They're states. They're not emotions. And that is a whole nother teaching, because the state of love, the state of peace, and the state of joy come from your insides. And while I was in church today, this beautiful thought came to me. You are the temple. You are the temple of God. But you, your soul is the temple of God. And your mind is the altar. And there bestows the Holy Spirit. So what we need to do with the help of the Holy Spirit is to purify that altar from all the ideas that we've imagined that are not true. From all the things that we've chosen to do in our life that don't belong to heaven. And with his help, he starts this cleansing process of our mind and letting go of the ideas and choices that we've done in our past that hold us in guilt, that hold us in fear, that hold us in confusion. And as we release and the Holy Spirit replaces them with these thoughts of heaven, with the thoughts of our Creator, then we can begin to experience glimpses of true love, of true joy and of true peace. And I think that for today, we'll end it here. I hope you enjoyed this day, this evening, and I hope that all of you go in peace.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows.
If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
You're listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF, Moreno Valley.
One of the best ways to build a healthier local economy is by shopping locally. Teamster Advantage is a shop local program started by Teamster Local 1932 that has brought together hundreds of locally owned businesses to provide discounts for residents who make shopping locally their priority. Everything from restaurants like Corky's to fun times at SB Raceway and much, much more. If you're not currently a Teamster and you want access to these local business discounts, contact Jennifer at 909-889-8377, extension 224. Give her a call. That number again is 909-889-8377, extension 224.
NBC News Radio. I'm Chris Caraggio.
It's shaping up to be the busiest Thanksgiving for air travel on record. TSA expects to screen 18.3 million airline passengers between Tuesday and the Monday after Thanksgiving, a 6% increase over the same period last year. Overall, AAA predicts that a record 80 million people will travel at least 50 miles by car or air for the Thanksgiving holiday. Forecasters say travelers, particularly in the eastern U.S., should be prepared for possible delays due to strong winds across the region. A new poll shows most voters approve of the job President-elect Trump is doing as he prepares to take office. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
A CBS poll released Sunday found nearly 60% of voters saying they approve of Trump's handling of his presidential transition. 41% said they don't approve. Overall, nearly a third of Americans say they're happy Trump was elected. 41% of Republicans expressed optimism about his presidency, while just 11% of Democrats felt the same way.
The UN says countries around the world have agreed to a new $300 billion plan to fight climate change. After weeks of intense negotiations, often interrupted by walkouts, boycotts, and political division, a deal was reached yesterday at the COP29 Climate Change Conference in Azerbaijan. Wealthy countries, including the U.S. and European nations, have agreed to the annual funding pledge with the goal of reaching at least $1.3 trillion by the year 2035. The effort is aimed at helping developing countries cope with the effects of the climate crisis. A popular grocery store condiments food company is recalling a type of tortilla strips possibly contaminated with wheat. Sugar Foods issued the recall for the Santa Fe-style package of tortilla strips branded as gluten-free and sold by the brand Fresh Gourmet. The recall was released by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday. Packages of the tortilla strips with an expiration date as late as June 20th, 2025 may have undeclared wheat, which is not listed on the ingredient label.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
NBC News on K.